On today's episode of Everyday Kink, we talk to the amazing model Meredith, who is just dipping her toes into the world of BDSM and kink. So we're going to be talking about a variety of subjects from, you know, reputation, being the black sheep in a upstanding community. And we're going to be talking about BDSM as it pertains to openness and, you know, finding a community that is supportive opposed to a community that shuns you. It's a very interesting interview. Hope you guys enjoy. All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Everyday Kink. I am your guide, your host, your concierge into the world of BDSM and kink. And I have a special guest with us today. It's the very lovely Meredith. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you? Fresh off a little shoot.
As you know, as we always do, you make magic and then create more magic.
Feeling good.
So it's funny. I was telling Meredith about what I'm doing, about the podcast. And she felt like this would be an interesting thing, especially from the point of view that she offers. She's not well-versed into the world or to the lifestyle. But as she says, she's open, and within the environment that she's in, you know, she wants to talk about, you know, stigmas, you know, reputations and things of that nature. So we're going to start off with like the easiest question.
Okay.
The best way I can ask this is, what is your freak, your BDSM, your kink level? What would you consider yourself?
Very, very repressed. I'm not going to make this long-winded, or I'm going to try not to, but I think I'm finally starting just now to come into my own. And when I was younger, you know, I did the things and all that, but I wasn't owning it. I was just going through the motions. And
yeah.
So now I feel like I'm at a place where I really want to figure out who I am, what I like, what I'm all about, and really explore that world. And so I would say I'm definitely open, although there is this sort of veil of like shame and repression and all that that I'm trying to work through. But that being said, I think to answer your question, I'm very much a submissive person. And it's interesting in my relationship and my marriage because my husband, you've met him, is not the most like domineering. So it's interesting. But yeah, I would say by nature, I think I'm very submissive, and that's what I'm into.
Now, what made you want to kind of reconnect with that side of things? Was it just like one day you're like, you know, I really want to give it another good go with the experience I have now? Or was it like, you know, I want to do something, kind of throw a little spice in the stuff? What made you want to reconnect to that side of things?
Well, I think, and, you know, my childhood was fine. Like, nothing terrible happened. But, you know, everyone has their stuff and their baggage and their issues and whatever. And so I've been doing a lot of therapy for maybe the last, like, 10 years. And within that, I've done a lot of self-growth, and I feel like I'm just now, you know, I'm not going to say how old I am. 28 is my PR age, but I'm not 28. I'll just tell you that right now. I finally feel like I'm starting to understand who I am, and I think for me, sexuality is a big part of that, which is something that I never realized when I was younger. Especially because my husband and I have been together since I was 20, you know, so it's been the same, it's just us, and, you know, we kind of grew up together, and we never experimented and sort of figured that out. It's just been the two of us. So I think as I become more self-actuated and get to know myself, I'm realizing just through experience, you know, not even like kinky sex experience, but just going out and talking to people. I always thought I was an introvert, and now I'm realizing that I'm more of an extrovert, which I didn't know. And through that, though, I feel like I'm learning a lot about interacting with other people and what that means and what to take from it and what to get. And it's just sort of opening my eyes to the whole situation. It makes me want to know more.
So I know a lot of people, when they delve into this world, it's kind of like a great way to kind of reclaim yourself, strengthening some of like the things that you want to make more positive and powerful within yourself. A lot of people use it to kind of give them more focus, to kind of give them a set path that they can go, okay, I can do this, which means I should be able to do this. A lot of people see it, when they say it, they first think it's a whole sex thing, but they don't realize the mental and emotional benefits.
Yeah, it's not about that. Yeah, exactly. And honestly, with modeling, I feel like that has opened that door for me in a similar way. I never thought, first of all, I don't consider myself a model. I don't think I'm that great, but it's a hobby. It's fun. But I started doing it just for, you know, shits and gigs, like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And I've done things I never thought I could do. And that, I think, is part of it. I think it's all related. And it's given me not only a confidence that I never thought I would experience, but also an open-mindedness and a sense of adventure and exploration. And I think that sex and BDSM and all of that is very similar veined, in that it just opens your eyes to new possibilities and things that are inside you that you never knew were there.
Now, for those who heard the commotion in the background, the hubbub came in, but
my ride's here.
It's good Day's here, because I feel like people don't realize how important it is to have a partner who's willing to kind of grow with you.
Yes.
Especially when you're trying to like turn a new corner. Some people may not like the change.
Yes.
So how, like for you, how has it been to have someone who's kind of, you know, he comes, he drops you off, he looks at the shoes, he gets excited, you know, he's like a number one cheerleader. How does it feel to have that support as you're beginning to kind of take this next step in this new level and new stage of who you are?
First of all, very perceptive observation. I have so much to say. I'll try to keep it finite. First of all, he's amazing. And everyone who has ever met him knows that. People like him way more than me all the time. It's a little upsetting, but also I get it. But yeah, I mean, when you start dating when you're 20 and you know, it's, I won't say how long it's been, but it's been a minute. And you can either choose to grow together or you can not evolve. And what's funny is he's pretty much the same person he was when I met him, because he was self-actualized. Which, you know, great. I'm happy for him. I, not so much. So I feel like I did a 180, but he is there with the patience and the unconditional love to see me through that and see where it goes and support me and encourage me. And that's real love, right? I mean, and not everyone has that, especially I feel like male to female relationship. Like when a woman's out there, like feeling herself and doing her thing, you know, doing like lingerie shoots with people, all, and he's like, yeah, do you, if that makes you feel good and empowered, like I'm happy for you. And there is no like control or like, what's the word I'm looking for, he doesn't get mad, you know, he's like happy to support me and be there, and it's great. But I will say this, I mentioned my neighborhood, and we tend to, or I mostly, I mean, he's a very, you know, like family ties kind of person. That's just who he is. And I love him for it. It's great. I am the polar opposite. So I tend to get us into hot water socially with reputation, and people always have something to say, right? But I'm out here just trying to do me, but also I think everyone's fucked up and I'm the only person who's honest about it. So no one likes to admit that, but it's true. But also people talk shit about him and say things like, oh, you know, your wife is out there doing God knows what, and you just are naive and sit there and you don't even know it, you know, and you just, and it's, that's not the case at all. First of all, we have a very open forum for a relationship. He knows everything I do. We talk about everything. Nothing's off limits. And he's cool with it. And I think that that's big dick energy. I mean, I think that's better, right? Because he's like, I'm like self-confident enough to know that at the end of the day, you're going to come home to me and I'm your everything. And you go off and do whatever makes you feel happy and empowered. And that's great. But people don't see that. And it's upsetting to me, not to him. But I'm just like, that's bullshit.
We're gonna do some more patting you on your shoulder. I hope you don't mind.
It's fine with me.
I'm sorry. Is it too much?
He's like, you know, I'll sit here and get the compliments. I'll sit here and take some compliments. I don't mind that.
Yeah, I can't.
So, what I tell people, especially models who are dating, who are married, have fiancés, one of the most important things is having open communication, right?
Yes.
If you have open communication, your partner knows everything, they see everything, there's not that doubt. There's not that guessing.
Yeah.
And what a lot of guys don't realize is modeling, stripping, all the other stuff is a job.
It's clinical. It's clinical as fuck. Job. Yeah. I'm sorry. Can I swear?
I feel like I can. We can say fuck shit. We can say all the good stuff.
Okay.
So it's a job. And your partner can be their better selves if you're supportive.
Yes.
And quick tip and advice. It makes you look like a boss.
Right?
Because if you are confident enough, that means you have this trust. And if she or he knows that they can go out there and do what they need to do and they still have that trust, trust me when I tell you, you will be appreciated and rewarded.
Yes.
Because it's very rare to find someone who can have that trust, especially when you're self-confident. If you're self-sufficient and you're self-confident, it's better for your partner because, like, now I know as individuals, we can hold our own, which means together we could be that much more stronger.
Yes.
And so, you know, and that's something that I try to tell people is the basis of a true BDSM relationship. It's like your dominant is dominant, your sub is submissive, and you exist outside each other. But when you come together, that unity is what kind of builds this strong foundation. And of course, people are going to talk about you. People are going to say stuff because 9 times out of 10, they don't have
that
connection.
Like, I feel like parents say that. They're like, anytime their kid gets, like, beat up, they're like, oh, they're jealous.
It's
not always true. But in this case,
it's the truth.
I think it's true.
Listen, when you have those old married couples who, like, have gotten to the point where they're, like, sick and tired of each other, they're going through the motions.
It's not even that. I think people societally operate under so much shame and secrecy and trying to, you know, especially in the age of social media, like trying to act like you're one thing when you're not. Like, I think everyone's a little fucking wild, but no one likes to admit it or talk. I love to talk about it.
I don't do this much, but I'm gonna get a little biblical on this podcast.
Oh.
Hey, in the beginning, Adam and Eve was walking around the Garden of Eden buck ass naked. No shame.
Right?
Nothing. That tells me that you can be out there and a little wild and it's okay as long as you have communication.
But it's not even wild. I think that's the thing that's frustrating for me. Like, why is it wild to be naked? We're beings. Like, it shouldn't be shameful or out there to be what you are organically. Well, like, society invented clothes and propriety and modesty. That's bullshit. I mean, like, fine, sure, whatever, but there shouldn't be shame surrounding being who you are and what you are to the core, right?
Well, you know what it is? We are a, like you said, we are a conformist society. everybody has to go along with the pack.
Well, not me. That's why people hate me so much.
Well, no, we love you here. You're always welcome.
We got one, Carl. We got one.
Two. That's two. You add you into it, that's three.
Yes.
Okay? You know, wolves hunt in packs. That's why I tell people. We're a pack, and we hunt. And okay. Society is conforming. And when you do something that goes against the grain, society, they lose their mind. It's like, how dare you want to be an individual and be confident in yourself? How dare you be prideful in who you are? Mm-hmm. You know, won't you come with us and be shameful and then lock everything down and hide away in somewhere in the back closet?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's what it is. I feel like that's one thing that I love about the world of kink and BDSM. It gives you that platform to be an individual in a grouping, in a community of people who are doing the same thing. So it's like you're alone because it's you being an individual, but there's a bunch of people doing the same thing. So you have that support. It's like, yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I am waving my individual flag, and I don't care who gets mad at me, just like you are.
Yeah.
I relate to your pain and your suffering. I will support you. And if more people could do that or understand that, the world would be so much better.
Oh, my God, better. I know. And I think that's probably the most appealing thing to me. And whether it's BDSM or something else, but, like, some subculture, there is a support system, right? You're not the only person in the world who's ever felt the feelings you're feeling.
Yes.
Most of the time, especially for me, it feels that way because I have inserted myself in a world in which it's not likely that others will be on the same page. And that is on me. But it is nice and comforting to know that there are other people out there who see what you see and they feel what you feel. And I think that that is maybe the most important part of BDSM, is the culture and the acceptance and the freedom and the, you know, like, you don't get that anywhere. And everyone shits on it and they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, we're more evolved and accepting and kind than you are.
I tell people it's like BDSM and kink, the community is like going to a Tupperware party. Everybody's there to get some cool Tupperware.
Oh my God, Glastonbury forward.
Listen, you all sit there with your Tupperware, your unique. I got this one because this one does this unique. And everybody's like, oh, I like that. Can I use that with that one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she has it. Let me get the newer one.
And, you know, a lot of it, like I said, a lot of it isn't like sex-based. A lot of it is just the support of going, hey, have you ever thought about this? Yes, I thought about this. And this is what happened when I tried it. Really? Okay, I'm not going to try that. But that other thing you talked about the other day, that was kind of cool.
But also, I'm not going to judge you for having tried said whatever.
It's hard to find a judge-free zone.
It is. I can attest to that.
It is hard to find a judge-free zone.
Yeah.
And when you find it, especially in a community that's so
diverse,
vast. You have black, white, Asian, all nationalities, all races, all financial backgrounds.
Yeah.
Geeks, non-geeks, fitness people, models, photographers, movie people. Everybody just has this, like, this one common bond. And it'll be like you'll bump into someone and you'll just start talking. Oh, is that a collar? And then next thing you know, you just met a new friend and you've had this great conversation and you get this family and community that you normally wouldn't find, and it's so refreshing.
Yes, I need that. I will tell you one fun fact. So, once again, not to like compliment Carl Carl's great.
He does not mind this at all.
Look at his face. He loves it.
He's like, this is the best photo shoot I've been.
For my birthday, or no, for our anniversary last year, he got me an Hermes wrap bracelet. But this is what I mean. I think something's inside me. Instead of wearing it as a wrap bracelet, I put it on as a collar. And it looks great. It's like a black leather collar. It's got like a little silver thing. But I have to, like, I'm conscientiously deciding when I can wear it, where I can wear it, what the rest of my outfit is like, so it's not too kink forward. And like, I shouldn't have to fucking do that.
Isn't it funny that that's what you have to do when people have like worn, like, that's not effective. If you think about it, a collar is not as offensive.
It's Hermes!
As,
for the love of God, it's Hermes!
Like someone walking around with a, like,
right, my tatties aren't out.
Yeah.
It's just a collar.
It's like, come on, I've seen worse. I've seen people wear stuff that they are not in the shape to wear. And I find that more offensive than someone walking around with an Hermes collar. Like really? We're really going to... That's where we're drawing the line. But Betty, who's... No offense to Betty, but let herself go.
No, fuck Betty.
Is like 600 pounds, is wearing a crop top,
right?
And Daisy Dukes. But that's okay. But, you know, you wear a little Hermes, you know, collar.
That's what's sick, though. It's the implication. Because even my Instagram account, like, there's a little bit of butt cheek and stuff. But, like, I abide by all the rules of Instagram. There's no nudity. And I think, at least from my perspective, everything I've posted is from, like, an artistic or sassy or interesting point of view. It's not, like, pornographic. It's not, like, smutty. But that is how I'm viewed. And it's because of the implications. Like, it's not the actual content, nudity, whatever, because that's not it. It's the implication.
Well, it's like that age-old debate. You get a photographer who takes a picture of a nude model, right? Posts it on their page. Everybody thinks it's some type of porn. You take that same picture and you hang it up at the Wadsworth Athenaeum.
Right.
And then it's like great art. It's amazing. Yeah, it's avant-garde.
Whoever tells you it's cool.
That's what it is.
Yes. I know. It's so fucked, man.
It's that's our society.
Right? I hate it. Should we move to an island?
See, you see why I have her on? This is 21 minutes. This was like a spur, as most of our great stuff is, it's usually spur of the moment.
Impromptu.
Yes.
As fuck.
But I'm definitely going to bring her back.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
I know this was a nice little spur of the moment. Thank you for sitting there and let us praise you.
Thanks,
for
babe.
A little bit.
My pleasure.
I mean, I know it must have been hard to deal with, you know.
Really difficult for him.
I know what
it is. He's like, what else you do on a Friday night?
Texting my dad.
Just get complimented endlessly. It's fine.
Well, thank you once again for coming by and shooting.
Thank you once again for coming by
and doing the podcast. We got to get you back on. And I'll let you, I'll say, listen, I'll give you an open forum.
Ooh.
No time
sure?
limit.
Oh, jeez.
No censoring. You can just rant and talk about whatever you want
doing.
To do. This will probably end up being like a 40-part series.
It's all about the editing.
You have to chop it up.
We'll fix it in post.
But thank you guys for viewing in, and we'll check you on the next episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview. It was fun. Meredith is a crazy person who I love talking to and working with. She always brings this like great energy and, you know, view of things. I hope you guys enjoyed the interview, and trust me, I'll bring her back to get a little bit more of her insight. With that being said, thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you guys later. Peace.